Well, welcome to another sermon podcast from St. Susie Baptist Church. My name is Dan Walls and I'm the pastor at St. Susie Baptist Church. And it's our desire to see all people from all walks of life come to experience the life-changing power of Jesus Christ. And we pray this message goes some way to blessing you here today, but also goes some way to achieving that in your life here today. Once again, we do pray that this message is a blessing to you. Thank you all for coming. It means a lot to Kelly and I that you're all here, and thank you for those family members who are here today. And look around you. This is our church, majority of them. Have a look around. This is when we all rock up. This is how big we are, minus a few people, obviously, who are visiting. But this is us. And this is what I wanted to focus on here today. Not so much me, but each and every one of you, because today is obviously our last service, but it's not just about me, it's about the church. Amen. And so let me pray one last time. Amen. Pray one last time to start this one last message for us all. Let me pray. Well, Father God, as we come before you and as I come before you, the emotion hits. Father, I just thank you for the privilege I've had to share your word, Lord God. For 7 years now, as part of this church, as a member of this church, I praise you and I thank you. I thank you how you've molded me, how you've grown me. But at the same time, you've molded and grown our church. And so, Lord, I praise you and I thank you and I ask, Lord God, that as we come one last time, as I come one last time to share your word, as pastor of this church, I again ask and pray that you would guide me, that you'd lead me, you would anoint the word that you placed upon my heart to share. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, it is 7 years almost to the day that I started here at St. Susie Baptist Church. And it was a blessing as well, I might add, to have the guys sing Come Thou Fount. That's the first, or one of the first songs that I worshipped to here as part of our church. It was actually one of the songs as part of my induction service, which was a blessing to hear once again. So it's amazing how God works in the small things, amen. But I do hope this isn't my last sermon here. I am open to coming back if invited. If it all works out, God willing, down the track, not too soon, but down the track, you never know. But it is hard to put into words what 7 years of ministry and journeying with you all means to Kelly and I and the kids. It's very difficult. Very hard. But as I reflect on the transition, first and foremost, as we look to the future, I am very much filled with hope for you all because I feel encouraged that I'm leaving the church in a positive position. We recently received our results from the church health assessment tool that we've been working through and that you guys have filled out, and the results have been positive that we're getting back. And so, again, I feel encouraged that I am leaving the church in a healthy and positive position, but that doesn't mean we're without our challenges, amen. And so we look to Jesus, we look to our Savior in light of those challenges. But again, I believe there's much to be hopeful for, and I am very encouraged. And although it is hard to put into words what 7 years means to me, and it means a lot that I've had the opportunity to serve here, there is one memory that sticks out, and one memory I will take very much so from my time here at St. Susie Baptist Church. And it's a memory that many of you are a part of. And it involved helping out a family from the Girls Brigade. It's a bit of a theme running through today. The Girls Brigade, there was a family in need, and they had got notice they had to move from their apartment into a new home, and they only had a day or two to do it, and they had a lot of stuff. And there was a great deal of response from our church community to go and help this family, a mother and a daughter, move their things into their new apartment. And I remember rocking up there, we'd finished church, and we'd walked, I'd gone down there, a lot of you already started helping, and I walked into this apartment to see so many of our church serving, loving this family, supporting this family. And again, it just put into perspective the heart of this church, I believe. And it's again a memory I will take with me, and it's a lasting image and memory for me because of the sense of togetherness that this memory represents. Because what I wanted to share with you all today is a healthy church, a growing church, is not dependent on its pastor, amen? Yes, the pastor has a big say in the health and in the way it leads, the way they serve and model service in the church. 100% they do. But the health and the church of and the life of this church, St. Susie Baptist Church, is not dependent upon me. It's not dependent on the next pastor. It's dependent upon each and every one of you. Amen. And that's what I really want to impart and encourage you with all here today, because I'm sure you agree with the statement that we are stronger together. Amen. You are stronger together. For when you think of the next pastor, whoever that person is, or even the interim pastor that is going to succeed me before the next pastor starts, how well they go and their success, again, is dependent upon how each and every one of you are willing to support this person, to love this person, to care for them, but also execute your part in the wider church. Because again, the health, the vitality, the life of this church is not dependent upon one person. It's dependent upon the collective, amen? And so that is what I really want to encourage you all with here today. And the passage I want to impart as well is from Ephesians 6, 7 to 8. This is the passage I want to leave you all with. This is what Ephesians 6, 7 to 8 says. Very briefly, very short. Serve wholeheartedly, as if you were serving the Lord, not people. Because you know that the Lord will reward each of you for whatever good that you and I do. Amen. Serve wholeheartedly as if you are serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do. This is what I want to leave you all with. Serve the Lord together. Serve wholeheartedly together. Do good together. First and foremost, as a church, St. Susie Baptist Church, the encouragement is to serve Him, Jesus Christ. Make Him number one. Amen. He needs to be front and center of your life and the church's life. If we're seeking to serve agendas or to try and seek to serve our own agendas, then the church isn't going to grow. The church isn't going to flourish. Because again, we are here to serve the living Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. First and foremost, serve the Lord together. Ultimately, that's why we are here. And if we serve with this mentality, I strongly believe, and I know from my experience, that God honors that. He blesses that. Why? Because He loves you. He wants to shape you. He wants to mold us as a church, as a people. Again, we cannot achieve anything alone, but only together under the guidance of our Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Dad. And when I reflect on what we've achieved as a church under the banner of Jesus Christ, there's been a lot. And I shared this briefly in our annual general meeting in November, but take a look at the list of things we've achieved together in my time at St. Susie Baptist Church. Together we set a new vision, a mission statement for the church back in 2018. We did that together. We restructured our ministry and leadership structures and processes as a result as well. Together we aim to produce a new logo, enhance our online presence with a new website and podcast medium. And you may think, well, that's just not really that important, but it actually is, because we've seen a lot of people come to this church as a result of that. These guys sitting down here came as a result of listening to the podcast. Others have come purely by looking at the website to see what churches existed in the area. Together we enhanced the physical appearance of this church, making it more functional in the process, with most of the funding coming from government grants. Do you know that in my 7 years alone that we have received $88,000 in government grants, government funding? Amen. And it is praise God, because it's Him. But together we've done that as well. Together we birthed new ministries such as Mainly Music, Friday Night Youth Program, regular prayer gatherings, Kids Hope, ESL, a recent one, just to name a few of the ministries that have been birthed in my time here. This one I'm really proud of, for the church's point of view. Together, we raised almost $50,000 towards mission initiatives, mission organizations, doing God's work in this world. $50,000 in our May Mission Month appeals, and that's on top of our regular support for our partners and the missionaries that we support as a church. Praise God, amen. Together we navigated a tidal wave of COVID, and I believe come out the other side stronger. With a lot of churches died or got down to lower numbers, we came out the other end, and we've continued to not decline but grow. Together we supported families in need by donating over 20 food hampers at the time to families in the community. On the right-hand side there, you can see those hampers there. Together we donated toys and blessed families unable to financially provide for their children at Christmas time. You should have seen the joy on these families' faces when I provided these toys to them that you, the church, donated. Together we have seen our facility become more accessible to the local community. It's not a sermon without my son coming up on stage. Did you want to preach, Jake? No, that's fine. But together we've seen our facility again become more functional, more accessible to the local community. We've seen people from the community have their weddings here, have their funerals of loved ones here, not just people within our own church. Together, and I'm proud of this one too, we've actually re-established a more healthy, positive relationship with St. George Christian School. That relationship wasn't all that healthy when I came. This is a big part of what this church needs to focus on to make your existence a bit easier. Continue to harvest a positive, healthy partnership and relationship with St. George Christian School. Together, we've enhanced our profile and reputation within the local community around us. Together, we've paid for a new roof to be installed. This has been a big thing hanging over our heads, no pun intended, for the last 3 years almost. $190,000 that thing cost. We've almost paid it off. Praise God. Together we have seen people come to faith, people baptized, people becoming members of our church, and ultimately we have seen lives transformed in Jesus' name. Amen. This is only some of the things that I could think about off the top of my head that we've achieved. In about 10 to 15 minutes of just jotting down ideas, I believe God has used us to achieve so much more. But again, hear the key word I am trying to encourage you guys with here today as I finish my time here as your pastor. Together. We have done this all together, amen? And just while some of those ideas may have been my ideas, I couldn't pay off a $190,000 roof on my own. I couldn't provide all those hampers that we have provided to the community on my own. These things we have done together. Amen. And we should be proud of it. Thanking God, praising God for who He is and what we have achieved in 7 years.
Who can stop you when God is with you?
Amen. Amen, Alan. It's good to have you back. But again, what I love about this, first of all, is that we have done this with God firmly in mind. The heart of this hasn't been to serve our own agendas, but to serve the Lord together. Amen? Not only that, this passage I read out to us earlier, Ephesians, not only encourages us to serve the Lord together, it actually encourages us also to serve Him wholeheartedly together. First and foremost, make God your number one priority in all that you do. Whatever you do, serve the Lord together, and together serve Him wholeheartedly. Another passage that comes to mind and stands out in this way, 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And every action you take and every decision you make, do it for the glory of the Lord Almighty." Amen. For His kingdom. Every little decision, when you come to make that decision, when you come to do that action and that deed, are you doing it for His kingdom purposes, for His glory, or your own glory? I don't know about you, but when I think about what I'm doing and when I think about that I'm doing it for the glory of God, then I automatically want to give Him my all. This heart of excellence is harvest. And that doesn't mean it's going to be perfect, by no means. But I want to strive to give God my all. And we need to take that attitude into every area of life, of ministry. Serve as though you are serving the Lord Himself, because at the end of the day, When Jesus came, he didn't do life half-heartedly, did he? He went wholeheartedly to the cross, not half-heartedly. He served his Father in heaven wholeheartedly. We need to do the same. Jesus says in Matthew 22, verse 37, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Other translations say, with all your strength. Everything that you have, serve the Lord and serve him wholeheartedly. Amen. He doesn't say, love the Lord with some of your heart, some of your soul, part of your mind. No, he wants all of you. He wants all of me. Why? Because he wants to mold us again. He wants to shape us. He wants us to become more like him. But ultimately, he has a plan and purpose for each and every one of you. Amen. Do you believe that? Those individuals in your unique circumstances, he wants to use you, not for your own purposes, not so that you can stand and say, look at me, I'm great, but so that he can be glorified. That's why he gives us these skills, these talents, these abilities, which I've been speaking about, I think, for the whole 7 years here. Hopefully that's become something that you're aware of now. We've all been given unique talents, gifts, skills, abilities to use for his kingdom, his kingdom alone. This is the first and greatest commandment that he says. What does he say next? Anyone know? The second commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law, all the prophets hang on these two commandments. Serve the Lord together. Serve wholeheartedly together. And finally, do good together. Amen. Do good together. Be his hands and feet, salt and light in this world, but also strive to live a life of holiness, of purity. Don't let the world in, as we spoke about on Christmas Day. Keep the world out from poisoning us, taking us away from the image that God has ultimately created us to be. Head in the direction of Jesus. And I believe wholeheartedly that he will reward us, as the passage says. He will bless us if we do that. If we strive for holiness, if we strive to head in the direction of Jesus Christ. But within that, as you become more like him, again, this has been our vision in the last 6 years. We put that in place in 2018, as I said. Lives transformed by Christ. Why does he transform us? So that he may grow us, mature us, with the sole purpose, the end goal of becoming more like him in thought, in word, in deed, in what we think, in what we say, and what we do. Because when we're becoming like Christ, you are mobilized into the community around you. Amen. Your community to love those around you. Bless the community around you, San Susie Baptist Church. Continue to dream up ideas, dreams, visions, initiatives that will continue to engage the wider community here and beyond. Seek to bless those in need, but also a big encouragement that I want to encourage you with is continue to come alongside the poor, marginalized, the oppressed. For that is what Jesus did, amen. If you're becoming like him, you're actively coming alongside those who are poor, who are marginalized, who are oppressed. And that goes far beyond just praying for someone, amen? It goes far beyond just giving money to a mission organization, all of which we are called to do and are great ways of blessing those around us, but we are actively called to do life with these people, to serve them, to love them. So yes, pray, yes, donate your money, your resources, but please come alongside them. Love them. Be with them. He will honor our good deeds, amen. The work around us. This has been my experience personally, and even here, that when we do this, when we do good, God honors that and blesses that. Someone well respected by this church, who doesn't go here, someone we support, you can think about who that is. He said to us, or said to me, that St. Susie Baptist Church punches above its weight. And what he meant by that, and I took that as a compliment, because what he was saying and what I took from that is that it doesn't matter how big a church is, amen, or how small a church is, because we can still do incredible things in Jesus' name. Why? Because we serve a big and incredible God, yeah? We could be a church of 5 people, of 10 people, of 15, those people can still be used by God to transform this world because we serve a great God, a powerful God, a supreme God. So we need to get out of our head that when we look at other churches, like we're a small church, because we can still be used by God to do some incredible things. And I've just listed a whole list of things that God has done in and through us as a church. The key again is that we cannot do it alone. You cannot do it alone. It is not reliant on the next pastor or the next interim pastor to do all of this. It's what you do together. If your heart, as it is mine, still, even when I leave this place, I will still have a heart for this church. I will. But if it's your heart, as it is mine, to see this place grow and flourish, then you and I, or you, need to put your hand up. Execute your part. What have you given me, God? How can I be used by you to further this kingdom? How can I support the next pastor? How can I love and support onto the next pastor, the next leader of this church? Again, we cannot do this in isolation. We need one another. Amen. We need the church to be able to achieve these incredible things for His glory, not ours. Serve the Lord together. Serve wholeheartedly together. Do good together. But the final thing I want to encourage you all with and to leave you all with is that when you do this, when you're actively striving to do all of this, inevitably, when there's passionate people with different ideas and different ways of doing life and ministry, you're going to have conflict, yes? Conflict is inevitable. I've experienced it here. We all experience conflict. The majority of the conflict is well-intentioned. People with good hearts that want to do good. But the reality is, it's the way you navigate that conflict that ultimately leads to the health and vitality of this church. Amen? We have two options: to navigate that conflict healthfully and in a godly manner and wisely, or unhealthfully. Unfortunately, this church has seen the result of unhealthy conflict being navigated. I'm sure you don't want that. I don't want to see that happen. But conflict is inevitable. Jesus, His whole entire life was surrounded by conflict. Did you realize that? He died on the cross, the result of that conflict. That's why we're here. We celebrate, we worship Him because of that reality. But the way He navigated conflict, we need to look at that way of how He navigated. He wasn't a peacekeeper. He was a peacemaker. Amen. Blessed are the peacemakers. I want to encourage you with to be a peacemaker, not a peacekeeper. And that means not avoiding conflict, not avoiding the difficult times, but do it in a healthy, positive manner. Again, we have two choices: navigate in a healthy way or an unhealthy way. And we've been over this time and time again. I encourage you to go back over the emotionally healthy spirituality stuff that we've looked at. Ultimately, look to Jesus again in the way He navigated conflict and how He went about bringing peace and reconciliation to relationships. He wasn't a peacekeeper, which is someone who avoids conflict to keep peace. He was a peacemaker. He tackled it head on. He got to the bottom of it. He navigated the conflict in a healthy, positive way. Why? In order to make true peace. Amen. So I encourage us not to go behind one another's backs. Don't undermine people. Don't put one another down. Don't gossip or slander. Don't be negative. Don't bicker and carry on. Love one another. Build one another up. Ultimately, be unified. Be one. Do life as Jesus intends you to do. 1 Corinthians 12, 24-26 says, "But God has put the body together." Amen? This is His church, not ours, yeah? It's not your church. It's not my church. It's God's church. He's the one who's put the body together, put this church together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it so that there should be no division in the body, none whatsoever. We need to seek to mend broken relationships. Amen. Be peacemakers. There should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Again, the final thing I want to encourage you with, as I've said all along, the health of this church the ability to grow and flourish is not dependent on one person, one pastor, or a pastoral team. Yes, they have a big say in things, but the health, the vitality, the growth of a church is dependent on each and every one of you. The health of this church, this local church, St. Susie Baptist Church, is dependent on how willing you and I, you, I keep saying you and I, but you guys are willing to do life together, love together, serve together, but also support and pray for the next pastor as best you can. With all that said, here comes the emotionally draining part. I have been so thankful to each and every one of you for your love, care, and support for 7 years. It hasn't always been perfect. There's been the challenges along the way, but that's where we grow, amen? Learn from our mistakes. But I'm thankful to you because you've made it what it has been, meeting all of you, doing life with each and every one of you. Journeying together is what made this journey so rewarding for me, so fulfilling. And I'll always look back on it fondly. But as our time at St. Susie Baptist Church comes to an end, know that I, Kelly, the kids hopefully, we're praying for you guys. Praying that God will continue to bless you, continue to guide you, continue to provide for you as you enter into a new season of life and ministry. Seasons come, seasons go, amen. Amen. And this season as your pastor has come to an end. But do know that the Walls family will always hold St. Susie Baptist Church. Close to our hearts. Can I pray for us one last time? Father God, again my tears represent the positive experience I've had here overall. Yes, there have been challenges, there have been difficulties and hardships, Lord. But I again praise you, I thank you, Lord God, for the great, almighty, powerful God that you are. And we believe that you can do all things. You are able to do the impossible. And so, Lord, as we reflect on 7 years and the church has been going for almost 116 years, we celebrate that on the 8th, or this church will celebrate that on the 8th of January. I've only been part of it for such a small time. But Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for being a part of the history of this church, the opportunity I've had to serve here, to serve your people. But I again encourage, I pray, Lord God, that everyone would walk away from here, and those who are here, that they would realize and be encouraged that, again, growth, health is dependent upon how the church is willing to do life together, how they're willing to love one another, to serve one another, ultimately to be there for one another under the banner of you, Lord Jesus. So Lord, I pray and thank you that you have done some incredible things through us in this time. Ultimately, the main game is to see people come to know you, people to come to see their lives transformed, but also to see this world transformed. And I believe we've played our part the best we can, the best to our ability to achieve that and to fulfill that in our lives. So thank you, Lord, again, for the privileged blessing it has been to serve here as pastor. I pray your continued blessing over this church. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
So Dan, if you'd like to come down and join us on the floor of the church. Madge would like to start by saying...